Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains. Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, it is the holy month of Ramadan. What a beautiful month to be able to witness in our lifetimes. And really, it is a grace and a blessing on behalf of the Almighty Allah, the Exalted, the Compassionate, the Merciful, the love of our life, the Almighty Allah, who has given us yet another opportunity and another chance in our lives to be able to witness this holy month of Ramadan. Now, we all know that it is difficult, and of course, when we're being honest, we know it is difficult to fast from the morning until the Maghrib, from before the Fajr prayers, or at least starting at the Fajr prayers. Technically, at Fajr, we're supposed to stop eating, but anyways, we're not talking about the very specific jurisprudential aspects. But from, you know, Suhoor until Iftar, we are fasting. From the morning until the night, we are fasting. This is really very difficult, and nobody is denying that it is difficult. But of course, you know, we also find that there's many countless rewards, and really, to a certain
you know, or in certain traditions, we find that the rewards are probably not capable of being calculated. There are so many rewards. And even though, yes, some of us might fast in the holy month of Ramadan, these obligatory fasting that Muslims have to do, unless they have some kind of health conditions. But this obligatory fasting these are the rewards. And what we were saying is that even though we don't necessarily, you know, fast for rewards or fear of punishment, but we fast for the satisfaction and the contentment and, you know, the rizayat, this kind of happiness, if you will, or this contentment of the Almighty Allah. But anyways, talking about Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence was always very cheerful. Sometimes we have this kind of an idea that the Imams were very, I guess, I don't know, ultra serious or very frown face all the time, when in reality they were very beautiful faces. They were very honorable faces. When you would look at their faces, you would feel this sense of joy and happiness and the sense of peace and tranquility, very serene faces, not at all what we sometimes think about them to be. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, he talks about this idea of cheerfulness, and he talks about how it creates love, it creates friendship, and something, you know, as simple as a smile is something that is, you know, leads to cheerfulness, it leads to happiness in the society. You know, even the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, said that, you know, the simplest and most basic form of charity is a smile. And so Imam Ali alayhi salam here is also talking about smiling and being cheerful. So let's connect the two. In the holy month of Ramadan, if nothing else, why don't we try to smile more often and try to be cheerful and positive a little bit more often in this holy month of Ramadan, and follow one of these very subtle teachings, if you will, of Imam Ali alayhi salam, a very beautiful and profound lesson indeed for us all, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
And now we invite you to listen to Fayyaz Ja'far.
I thought to reflect upon one of the most important aspects of the legacy of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, and that is, of course, the letter of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, salamullah alayh, toward his companion Malik al-Ashtar. This particular letter, as we know, has its own unique merit, has been reflected, has been studied, has been researched by a wide variety of different academic bodies. And politicians throughout history have spoken toward the merit of the words of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, something that probably every single one of us is very aware about. But when it comes deep down into it, it's really important for us to actually read the letter of the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, because it's far beyond, far more comprehensive than that one line that all of us have memorized, that people are of two types. Amma akhun laka fi ad-din, O Nadirun Laka fil Khalq, that people are of two types, either your brother in faith or your equal in humanity. The words of Ali ibn Abi Talib within this letter toward Malik al-Ashtar, as narrated by many of the scholars, they state that if someone wants to make a difference in the world, they should take a portion of every single day toward reading a little bit of this letter of the commander of the faithful toward Malik al-Ashtar. And in reality, yes, it is very lengthy. But nonetheless, it's something of the utmost importance in terms of where our mindsets need to be, specifically in light, again, of the socio-political climate that we're living in within this country, within this world, as Muslims and as followers of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salatu wa-salam. So firstly, when you want to try our very best to understand a man like Malik al-Ashtar, it's incredibly important for us to understand the idea of context. The way that the imams, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa'ala would speak to their companions, toward their followers, would vary. We know a narration that states, كَلَّمَ النَّاسَ عَلَىٰ قَدَرَ أُقُولِهِمْ. Speak to people according to their own intellects, to the levels of their capacity of thinking. Thus, the way that the Prophet speaks toward Imam Ali alayhi salam is very different than the way that the Prophet would speak to Abu Dharr al-Ghafari, or the way that the Prophet would speak to Salman, or the way that the Prophet would speak to Bilal. Because the ma'rifah, the knowledge, the understanding, the wisdom of Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen is far different than anyone else. Which is why Salman, for instance, in the narration he states, and we know that the Prophet would state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided faith into 10 parts, and Salman is on the 10th level of Iman. And even then, Salman, he would narrate that when I would look at the actions of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, sometimes I would have no idea what he was doing, why he was doing it. So where was Ali in relation to Salman? In reality, there's no comparison. But we see that the way that the Prophet would speak to him is very different, again, than he would speak to other companions. Why do certain individuals, why are certain individuals recipients of such divine knowledge from Ahlul Bayt while others are not? In reality, it comes down toward their submission toward their Imam. For instance, when we see the relationship of Imam Ali and Kumail ibn Ziyad, if you open up Nahj al-Balagha or if you just Google any, you know, conversation between Imam Ali and Kumail, sometimes you read the conversation and in reality you have absolutely no idea what the Imam was telling Kumail ibn Ziyad. It's way beyond our minds, way beyond our intellects. Why does a personality, for instance, like Abu Hamza al-Thamali, why is he the recipient of the dua of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam? It's because of their devotion toward their Imam and the unique knowledge and station that they had in relation toward the infallible.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.